I'm guessing there was a group from A&M there this morning making a presentation.
Raven was there. He really didn't make a presentation because everybody on the court, you know, we've all known, you know, the process and what was going on and what the use of the funds was going to be. And so he didn't make a presentation, but it was a unanimous vote to go ahead with the 0.75% hotel occupancy tax.
And what is that projected to produce then? How much money per year?
I think the last, I mean, it's been a long time since we looked at it, but I think right now, or at least, you know, looking at what it did last year, I think it would probably bring in somewhere around 450, maybe close to $500,000 right now, the way the hotels are. That might go up, of course, with, you know, being in the SEC and, you know, having more hotel, you know, nights then, but that's the last one that I remember looking at. It was somewhere around that $450,000 to $500,000 right now.
And they seem to keep building them, so they probably still think people are going to keep coming.
Yes, I think so. I think so.
Which is also a good thing because of the increased sales tax, too.
Certainly. It benefits the county, the community, you know, to have people in here. So certainly does.
Were there any questions early on or earlier in the process about how all this was going to work out, or was it pretty well explained and pretty well understood?
I think we got the gist of it pretty early on. You know, our main role in it, it's a countywide, you know, tax for hotels anywhere inside the county. So whether in the city of Bryan, city of College Station. So the county's role is really to collect the tax and then to send it on to Texas A&M. And really, we needed to wait until the CVB had an agreement worked out with the university about how they would be able to use the facilities and that sort of thing. Once that got worked out, it's really, you know, it's just the technical part of it, of us collecting the tax and sending, forwarding it on to the university.
And the other thing to make sure listeners understand, the county already has a 2% or a 2-cent tax, and that's not going away, and it's not going to anything else but the things that you've already have it designated for.
That's correct. That's correct. We will now collect 2.75% instead of 2%. And the 0.75 is dedicated toward Kyle Field for Texas A&M, and the 2% has been, it's actually making the note payments for the expansion of the expo.